This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, Aaron? Yes, mash up. Wednesday, July 5th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we have our Mashup Man Down Wednesday, where Aaron and I join together and we analyze the news. I had to make sure that the day is Wednesday because the days go by quickly for me. You know, when you work overnight and Monday is Tuesday and Tuesday is Friday, but you know when Sunday is?
Yeah. I'm so caught up in watching the political class celebrate our Golden Jubilee that I lost track of time, too.
I sound like shade because I like what is happening with our Golden Jubilee and the celebration in general, right? So I hear the tune, and I'm not sure if that is appropriate or not. But we'll discuss that if you want. We'll discuss it. But today's topic is what is the news, and we want to analyze the news and what is trending. You want to tell JJ Collier, right?
Yeah, JJ, please call back. I need you to give the producer your number.
Yeah,
so I could contact you after the show, transfer your funds to you.
Good. But this is what I want to start off the conversation. And of course, you can join us and call us at 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, there is the Family Island number, which is
242-300-5720.
I need to change my glasses, Aaron, because I can't see none of that. Mm-hmm. But that's good. That's good. That's the diabetes kicking in. I need to take some medication.
You can't see clearly.
Yeah, no, because the rain is gone.
I thought it was through the palm trees.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
But Andrus in darkness. And I think it's a big story,
yeah.
Right? Because it seems as if the power station that controls, that supplies electricity for North Andrus has been completely gutted.
Destroyed by fire.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
So the mechanism that generates power in North Andrus, and my thing is they have a regatta this weekend, or supposed to have regatta this weekend. They need to buy a whole brand new generator and ship it to Andrus in order for them to have electricity. These people, Bahamians, Andrusians, will be in darkness, if not for days, perhaps weeks.
Yeah. There should be a contingency plan. There should be units in waiting, right?
Well, we don't have the money to have no units.
No, we have the money.
You think we have the money?
Of course we have the money.
They just have a spare generator just sitting there?
Of course we have the money, and it doesn't matter about a spare generator. There's no such thing as a spare generator. You have an archipelago. You have a certain number of islands that require constant access to power. You should have a contingency plan.
Your contingency plan is to buy one when it burns up.
That's not a contingency plan.
Something happened on Meguana. That's Meguana. That's Cricket. That's Meguana.
Something happened on Meguana. Something happened on Ackland. Something happened in Abaco. I'm being told that something happened in Exuma. And I could imagine it's related to the extreme weather and flooding that they experienced in Exuma. But yes, none of these should be crises. None of these should be emergencies. There should be a backup plan because the government knows that it has an obligation to ensure continuous access to power.
No spare million-dollar power-generating generator.
It's not spare.
What you call it then, if it's not spare?
What it is that you are operating continuous assessments of your equipment. You know how old they are. You know the state that they're in. And you know when you need to have a standby piece of equipment because you expect this to fail. But it gets better than that. How does an entire plant burn down? Do they not have a fire truck in North Andrus?
They have one.
In North Andrus?
In North Andrus, where they share with the whole island. I know how to get this out, but they have one. They have one. But this is a big fire.
Where was it?
I parked.
Where was the voluntary fire team? Where was the actual fire team? Where is the plan?
I'm sure when the news...
Just let them post the plan and then post a report on how closely to the plan they were able to, what parts of the plan they were able to follow and why, and the parts they weren't and why. I mean, this is, it's 2023. This is simple.
You want a police report? What caused the fire and what was
the response? Well, listen, here's what I'm saying. I don't, whoever investigated the fire in 2018 at BPL when somebody turned on the generator, even though it shouldn't have been turned on, I don't want that team to investigate.
No. That was our best investigator, Sue.
No.
That was our best one.
Uh-uh.
We actually got a report.
Did we?
Well.
We didn't. We never actually got the report. Not us, the public.
No, not the public.
Not the people who foot in the bill.
We got the report.
For the fire.
But we have a caller here, Aaron. Let's patch the caller through, and then as we continue to analyze this. But I want solutions. You are good at solutions. What should happen for these people in Andres? We can't just say, well, you can be without light for,
they need
for
to
1 week, 2 week, 3 week, 4, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks more. You can't just say,
they need to,
you can be without. No, we got a caller. I just want you to think with that. I want to patch the caller through.
No problem.
And you give me a construct a list of what should the government be doing for the people of Andres who have no electricity. Who have regatta on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Hold on. Whose tourism product has been boosting the country and pushing it to beyond to pre-COVID levels? This is Family Island Tourism doing that.
Yeah, yeah. But let's go patch to the caller. Producer, patch the first caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Not there yet.
Not there yet? go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing
good,
well, man. Go ahead.
Man, I always like to hear my Prime Minister and my Deputy Prime Minister go at it in the second half. This is really nice.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I would like to ask both of you, because I really wish there was a day where we could do careers trading, where one you swap, and then we see how you perform and the decisions you make. But let's say a couple hundred kilowatt goes down. Do we own the generators as Bahamians, or do we rent the generators? Does anybody know as Prime Minister, Mr. Prime Minister, what is the exact facts surrounding the generator? Because I know some people are able to provide electricity, and at the same time, when their generator goes down, they get to sue themselves because it's insured by them. You know, everybody in the sunshine now. So do we own them?
Well, we own a number of units, but we don't own all. And so the question is, is there a detailed list, right? Has BPL provided and published, you know, for the public, a list of what assets are owned by BPL and the Bahamas government and what assets are being rented? And who are we renting them from? There's been not one person has determined with clarity which shell we renting from. Mm. Is it Shell North America or is it Shell? Listen, the last time I tried to ask questions, I asked the chair of the Chamber of Commerce Energy and Conservation Committee, right? And that person told me that they would go to BPL and put the questions to the new board. And the response that they got from the new board at the time was they're not answering any questions put to the old board.
You know, it sounds like you see anything going on in Grand Bahama where there's Grand Bahama and Freeport, and the people who are supposed to take care of Freeport defaulting, and you have these ministers complaining about the fact that it's their responsibility, but they can't really force them to oblige to their agreement. So the same thing may be happening with the generators. It's just that we trust people to provide, and then we accept money from them under the table for campaign, and then now we can't force them to provide.
Let's be cautious and let's be measured in our words.
Okay, I
you know what I'm saying? That. No, yeah. Everything cool though. I appreciate what you're saying. Because we know that one of them fish in the bag stink. We know that one of the fish in the bag stink. We just don't have enough information to determine which fish needs to be thrown away.
Let's just cut the bag open and who could swim survive.
I feel you. We need access to information. Because when we were talking about this this plan to get BPL, BEC back on the road, right? Every reporter and their mother said, no, we're not talking about Frankie's Shell.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't talking about Frankie's Shell. We're talking about Shell North America. I haven't heard one mention of Shell North America, but I hear Mr. Wilson's name. I hear Focal's name all the time.
I know some friends who would actually provide 100 megawatts for the Family Islands with solar power generation, only if you just give them some credits, just honor the fact that they're providing it. last time someone tried to do something like that, because no one could have been cut in the deal, the people say, hey, we want to do legitimate business here.
Send my text at 428-0719 with the information, because I would big them up if I knew who they were.
But I'll let you know.
Yes, 428-0719. Thank you very much, caller.
Okay, we have another caller there. Producer Patrick, call us through, please. Aaron, you need to work on your list. Go ahead, put Patrick call us through, Aaron. Can you hear me, caller? No, press the button again, Aaron. Can you hear me, caller? You are answering. Can you hear me now, caller? Caller, girl, once.
Caller, just hold the line. You want to check the next one?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, caller. Can't hear you.
And press that button. That one hang up.
Yeah, yeah.
So call me back. Call back again. Let's see if that works. Go ahead, caller. I can hear you now.
Yes, good morning again. Sparky here.
Go ahead, Sparky.
Miss Green.
Mm-hmm.
On your first topic this morning, I want to congratulate the people who I think are the best constituent representative in their area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just we ain't talking about that now.
No, what I'm saying is, no, listen to this. If you ever gone, Miss Green, you travel through Chippenham lately.
Yeah.
Nearly all the roads in Chippenham got brand new paving, you know. They ain't patching. You know who is representing Chippenham?
Yes, the minister.
Minister Wicks. Just but all the roads in Chippenham paved now. All around by the Bahamas Humane Society, going out to the fourth where we can celebrate 50. Brand new road. All them side corner in Chippenham, brand new road. All through Steve McKinney and radio station show, brand new road. All around in Chippenham, brand new roads. And the main Marcus Battle Brad, they waking down through there now too. So yep. The minister fixing up the area, look like. So the people in Chippenham ain't complaining. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sparky. Thank you.
They do have brand new roads, but they had horrible roads some time ago.
Pause.
But I understand.
They got brand new road surface.
Surface?
And this is why I'm still upset and frustrated. They got brand new road surface. Do they have brand new roads? Has anybody gone in and made an assessment
before
of the water table,
you go
the potential
on
for flooding?
A tangent. Right? Write your list. Let's go to the next caller. Write your list because I need solutions, man. I need solutions. Patch the button there, Aaron. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, Tito Neary.
Hey, man.
Aaron, calling back again. Another time at this, I take another stab at what's wrong in this country.
Go ahead.
You talk about the incident that happened in Andros. You know, it's so unfortunate. I'm just hoping that, with that power station down, and it seems to be no alternative, at least until another few days, when they claim, or it is claimed, that they will ship a new generator down there. I think now that the persons who are thinking outside of the box can now consider, saying that Andros is the big yacht of the Bahamas, all we got there is land, we should now start looking at a solar farm. Let's be very serious about this, that if we are at least, maybe not at the capacity of the generators at this particular time, but if we at least started the farm and actually started to put things in place, at least a little relief is better than no relief at all. And then also to add to that, we are still here in Nassau concerned with Clifton Pier and Blue Hill Road. I know some time ago, some years ago, another political party that I was a part of, you know, we started a discussion about actually tapping energy from two locations. One was Florida, where people teased the party about running a drop cord. And in fact, that's what our telecommunications is actually running on, similarly to a drop cord between here and Florida. But let's not go there. Andros being the big yard with all this land, how about dropping a sufficient solar plant there that may be capable of powering mostly Andros, but also giving a supply here to New Providence, saying that everyone is saying that we really don't have no crown land here in Nassau to actually put down a big solar farm sufficient to power the whole island.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just some of my solutions. How about us now seriously looking at solar plants instead of just pushing it under the rug and saying it's not doable? And the money, Eric, you're absolutely correct. If our ministers can fly all over the globe and all over the world with this money, let's take this money now and pump it into things that the Bahamian people truly need in this country, and that is to get our lives stabilized, especially with electricity. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Jeff. But now let's talk about your solutions, Aaron. I see you call us. Just give me a couple of seconds so I can hash it out with Aaron, right? They could be in darkness for a while. picture Big Yard Andrus completely in darkness.
No.
Remember, they ain't got no, what do you call those, the street lights and thing, right? No, they have pine forest galore. You know that they have bushes galore. This island in darkness, at least that northern part of Andrus. I need an immediate response. What should be next, right? So far, there has been no report to say, well, this was what happened to start the fire. This was destroyed. This is now going to be a response from whatever minister to say, well, we do have a spare generator. We do not have a spare generator. We're fielding a spare generator. This is going to take a 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Some kind of information.
There's not, well, right. There needs to be information, right?
Yes, but go ahead.
The initial statement is very general, very vague, right? We're going to get people restored as soon as possible. We know that everybody in North is without power. First of all, you're supposed to have a contingency plan. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? The administrator's office can't run? Government services are non-functional because you have no power on the island?
Everything shut down.
Well, let's dive.
Every government, clinic, everything shut down. We don't understand the emergency that they are having right now.
Right now, we have to be in the process of diverting resources to Andrus. They got to be putting them on the trucks to send them to the boat. That means that possibly some of us in New Providence are going to have to experience more load shedding. I don't have a problem with it because A, it's our family islands. B, they in a peak season right now. This is the money-making time. Regatta coming up, homecoming up. The tourism, the family island tourism product is boosting the national
all
tourism.
That postpone, Aaron. All
no,
that.
None of it could postpone. These are people's lives.
They gotta postpone. You got crabbing stop. Crabbing and
stop. The crabbing don't stop because crabs don't stop walking. And this is the government's problem. The government and all government actors and all civil servants have to be able to move at the pace of people's lives. They really expect that all business stops.
Stop, Aaron. I think
the people will stop living. What about the diabetics? What about the people with medical needs that have to have their medication
they
refrigerated?
They need to come to Nassau. They need to come to Nassau.
How the air traffic control tower wake in?
It shut down. It's light gone, Aaron. You got to understand, they ain't going to have no light for 2-3 weeks.
No, they need to. The same way that they got the generator down to Acklands within a matter
that's
of a
week. That's a spare one right now. We don't have no more. Aaron.
Call Cornish. Cornish is the PM of
Abaco. We're going to Cornish right now.
Cornish could
we can talk
commandeer.
Cornish.
He could commandeer any equipment
we
in Abaco and send it to Andrus.
I just wanted to
finish that, then we go to the caller,
then we go talk with Cornish.
So there are solutions that the government should have had available to them, right? We turn to our brothers and sisters in African states, and we see a multitude of solar generation options, right? They get one fancy one called the Moo Cow, where the device looks like a cow. Everybody has their own solar batteries. You come, you plug your solar batteries in, you exchange them. Your old ones get plugged in, you get two new ones to take home to plug into your solar installations. These things are inexpensive. Easy to purchase, easy to ship. They're small. Get them to the family islands. You should have had them as backups long time. It's almost as if we forget we're in a hurricane zone. And then we need to look to, in the interim, look to more long-term solutions. If we've already sent the new equipment down. Mini solar farms and installations. Start working immediately on a larger solar farm project. A hydroelectric project and get your big money people there. Sebastian, is it possible for you to connect with your people in China and let's get a couple of trailer loads of solar accessories, lights, tools, not toys, but tools that people could use to generate power until BPL has a solution?
So we need to go to those depots, like Kelly's, them, and ask them, let's support these people in Andrus, get some solar lights.
Yeah.
There, immediately.
Yeah.
This is like a national crisis, you think?
It is a national crisis.
So NEMO should be enacted by now, you think? Or call in so we will contact NEMO, something?
I think so. NEMO should help to coordinate because we got some real, like I said, you got people with medical and health issues that are severely impacted by the lack of access to power.
You think they can leave these people in darkness for a while and just not do anything? Just pause?
Man, look here, you see what happened to Crab Fest?
Boy. Yeah. Let's go to the caller so we can pivot. I want to pivot. Producer, patch the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Aaron, you guys talking about generation for North Andrus.
Yes, ma'am.
have anybody considered asking Ms. K. Forbes Smith to lend them the generator she got?
Shit. Take care, ma'am. I appreciate what you're trying to say, but no, we can't have you talking. Oh, Lord. Look at my good friend. That's a good shade, though.
Ooh. That's a good shade. She knows where to find them.
I mean, no, she have a generator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the next caller there. Computer, pass the caller through, please. Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Good morning. How you guys are doing there, man?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Good, good.
Good, good. Sounds well. I want to comment on something from the earlier part of the show, but I couldn't really get through.
Yes, sir.
Everybody is talking about how bad the roads are and this member of parliament would need to be fired and that member of parliament needs to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
I can brag boastfully about the Speaker of the House of Assembly when it comes to the roads.
Okay.
She's doing a good job here in on East Street South. Zion Boulevard.
She paving the road, yeah?
This would be the first time from the Kennedy sub was established. The first time their roads would ever be paved. They're working on it now.
And she's paving that, or that's Mrs. Sayers?
She's doing that.
She pushed the issue.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And this is no patching up. I ain't talking about no throwing or nothing in the hole. I am talking about paving.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. They have drainage?
All of that is being worked on now as me and you are on the phone.
Okay.
I just came from out.
Because look here, every time you drive by, you got to make the assessment. Look at the sidewalks. Look at the drainage. Because something is
now,
simple.
Now, our problem on East Street South, because they're starting from Calvary Deliverance, they don't really have sidewalks there.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
But it's a big open yard. If kids are walking, they can walk into the church. The church has a long, long piece of property there.
Yeah.
So that don't make sense putting sidewalk there.
No. You have to have sidewalk everywhere.
Yeah, but what I'm saying...
I mean, because, you know, the people supposed to walk on it, although the people, other people think that sidewalk is for them to park their car on. Yeah.
And I am so upset about that. But I want to give kudos to the Member of Parliament,
yes,
Patricia
sir.
DeVoe, for Bamboo Town.
The Speaker, yes.
She gave it for two straight. You ain't got to worry about that. She's doing her work.
Good.
Okay, thank you very much.
Let's quickly go to the next caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, Mr. Neer and Ms. Aaron,
yes,
this is calling back.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
The gentleman is saying, and reference to the roads in Kennedy subdivision.
Yes.
Yeah.
I live in Kennedy sub, a few houses away from the speaker.
Uh-huh.
Kennedy subdivision have some of the worst road in this country.
Lord have mercy.
You don't drop in these holes in Kennedy. You climb down, your car climb down, and then your car got to climb out.
I got you.
But the road's being paved
so
now.
I don't know which, and I know Zion Boulevard is the only road in that area that is being paved.
Right now,
right
okay.
As we speak.
Okay.
At East Street South, I don't remember that, because I live in the area and I ride that area daily. And Kennedy subdivision, like I say, I'm a few houses away from the Member of Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what street the gentleman is talking about. I just, literally just, within a minute of him calling, was driving out of Kennedy. Aaron, if you can send me your number, I will take picture of the road and the hole so you can see that I am not saying something I think. I'm saying what I see. East Street South and Kennedy South, I can send you pictures of these things. Okay?
I appreciate you.
428-0719.
428-0719. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Recently, we read the papers and saw a video circulating.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Member of Parliament for North Andros said that he's the Prime Minister or he's in charge of all Abaco, right? I need to read that right quote.
Right, the MP for Abaco. You said Andros by accident.
I said Andros? Yeah, okay, yeah, Abaco. Yeah. They know who I mean, Cornish. They know what I mean, Cornish.
Because I'm the crab in Andros.
Yes, not your chickchan is sweating because they have no electricity. But I let you
see what I say.
Yeah. But I want to know, Aaron, what situation could have occurred that would force the Member of Parliament to make such a blatant statement, knowing that it would cause angst? And I want to know, is there any repercussions? And what does it mean? See, we know, and we've got to use this loosely. We know there are situations happening in Abaco, right? And now to hear a Member of Parliament where situations in Abaco is happening, saying that there is the Prime Minister,
yeah,
right? It conjures up an image of I'm all powerful, Almighty that nothing happens in this situation, this place, if it doesn't come via me. So any other situations you hear that you did rumor and talking about, it can't happen because I'm in charge now.
I mean, he didn't say all of that. You want me to read what he said?
You say what he said.
Okay, I'm going to read from the article, Cornish. I'm PM in Abaco. MP says Davis is only other authority that leads the island. That's from the Nassau Tribune, yesterday's paper. Quote, on Abaco, Kirk is the prime minister.
See, there you go.
Mr. Cornish expressed gratitude but emphasized his status on the island. Quote, I did well throughout my life, he said. I failed in some areas, I'll be the first to admit. But I am grateful for the fact that we thought it necessary this evening to say to Kirk Cornish, that's Kirk Cornish speaking, mind you,
yes,
to say to Kirk Cornish, we recognize you. You are not moving through this place unnoticed, even though you are the Member of Parliament for North Abaco, the Parliamentary Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister. For many, let me explain what that means.
Okay.
That means on Abaco, Kirk is the Prime Minister.
See?
The only authority other than Kirk who leads this island is brave Philip Edward Davis. So get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Close quote.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to read the rest of the quote?
My thing is that get used to it. Is he making a statement to somebody? Is he telling somebody to get used to it because he's the Prime Minister of the island?
I honestly thought he was talking to himself.
He's talking about himself.
And to himself.
He's trying to convince
himself.
Because
the only person who needs to get used to parliamentary procedure, it seems, is him. But he had to have been talking to himself.
But did you see what his counterpart in South Abaco said?
If you look at today's Guardian, the front fold, top of the fold, Pinder says he hopes Cornish spoke in error.
He can't be talking sense, he said. It's gotta be error. We gotta get a quote though, Aaron.
Listen, quote, however, from the headline, he says, I have not had the time to fully read or sit down and watch the video in circulation. However, from the headlines, the only comment that I could make is that I hope he spoke in error. Let me read from the Tribune story as well. They got a nice quote in here. Their article, PM, Pinder hits out at, quote, PM Cornish, he says, first and foremost, as and this is Pinder, John Pinder.
MP of South Abaco.
Speaking now, quote, first and foremost, as members of parliament, we serve our constituents. So I serve primarily my constituents in Central and South Abaco. In terms of our position, if we are blessed enough to have a position, we work for the prime minister. So I haven't read the whole thing, but I'm sure it was erroneous to say it in the way that he said it.
Mm. So what he's trying to say, that Cornish is not in charge or only in charge of North Abaco and he's in charge of South Abaco, that they both have sections?
I think that's what's implied.
So who's the prime minister then?
Brave.
So but if Brave
Philip
is,
Edward.
If Philip Edwards Davids is not there, who's in charge of Abaco?
Pause. If Philip Edwards, Philip Brave Davis.
Yeah.
Is not there, if he's not available, he appoints a person as an acting prime minister. See,
and they become in charge of Abaco?
They become in charge of the whole place.
But who is the parliament secretary in charge of the prime minister's office who becomes in charge when the prime minister...
First of all, there's no parliamentary secretary in charge of the prime minister's office.
What?
And no parliamentary secretary is in charge of... the prime minister's office.
I had a Facebook post I wanted you to read.
You mean the comment from the senior politician?
Because he's a legal person.
Right, we're not going to name him.
He's a senior legal person.
And a senior politician.
And a Casey.
He's a Casey too?
Yeah, he's a Casey.
So he knows the law,
mm-hmm.
right? And if whatever he says, and I hear you trying to wiggle out of this, but I have to go by the senior politician and the senior Casey. What did the senior Casey said?
The parliamentary secretary in the OPM represents and speaks for the PM in his absence.
See, he's in charge.
No.
He's not in charge?
No. Okay. No. None of that don't make any sense.
You ain't no KC.
in the PM's absence, in an acting prime minister is appointed. It doesn't even automatically go to the person who is named deputy prime minister. The Constitution lays out the procedure. In the absence of the prime minister, an acting prime minister is appointed. Now, Abaco have two MPs. Perhaps you could say to me, by ranking of MPs, like when you look at the cabinet minister plates, right? When you look at the plates, like there's a ranking of MPs. Maybe
Cornish. No, is a ranking of cabinet ministers.
And there's a ranking of MPs.
Really? No, yeah. Cabinet ministers. MPs don't get no license plate.
They get a plate.
They get MP license plate.
They get an MP plate. So you could get a CM plate or MP plate.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the point is this. Even if Cornish had a higher ranking, right? Like if he was number 35. And Pinder was number 36. That doesn't necessarily indicate that Cornish has some authority over Pinder.
But he is the Prime Minister Abaco. That's what the man said.
That's what he said.
I mean,
what does the Constitution say? I tell you, I took a look at the Constitution, Chapter 5, which speaks to Parliament. I went to Part 4, Powers and Procedure of Parliament. There's only one section that he could possibly rely on to suggest that he has been appointed as the PM of Abaco. Mm. And that's section 53, subsection 1. And it says, without prejudice to the generality of Article 52.1 of this Constitution, and subject to the provisions of paragraph 2 of this article, Parliament may by law determine the privileges, immunities, and powers of the Senate and the House of Assembly, and the members thereof.
Mm.
Right? It says, subject to the provisions of paragraph 2 of this article, Parliament may by law determine the privileges, immunities, and powers of the Senate and the House of Assembly and members thereof. See, Pinder is also a parliamentary secretary.
Yes.
In the Ministry of Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Cornish is a parliamentary secretary in the office of the OPM with no specific title.
No title at all.
There are other parliamentary secretaries in the office of the OPM.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, what the gentleman for Andrus?
Lundy.
Can Lundy be in charge of Abaco, or he only can be in charge of Andrus since he's a parliamentary secretary also?
How could Lundy even assume authority over the entirety of Andrus?
Well, Cornish can.
See, like, if Cornish had said, I am the PM of this constituency, right? If he had said, I am the PM of this constituency, we still gonna have a problem, right?
Mm.
We still gonna have an issue with that because, like Pinder pointed out, hold on, we're here in the capacity of service.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to serve these people. In fact, he said, if you're lucky to have a position, which suggests that the position that you represent is the prime minister's position, right? So how do you assume you are the PM of a constituency, but then to say that you are the PM of an entire island that have multiple constituencies?
I personally, again, I asked you, I think he's speaking to a specific set of people, individuals who want to question his authority, that he has authority similar to a prime minister on the island. So if there are any issues,
but he doesn't.
Don't might just warn the people him.
Listen, he don't have the authority comparable to a prime minister on the island, though.
You don't?
No, he doesn't. Listen, so I went into the Local Government Act, right? Because I'm thinking maybe it's an interpretation of a provision, right? Like maybe in the Constitution or a piece of legislation that led him to believe, right, that he has this authority bestowed upon him.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the Local Government Act. And I found, in the Local Government Act, Part 4 on district councils, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, notwithstanding the provisions of any other law, but subject to subsections 2 and 3, each council of a district other than a district specified in the third schedule, A, shall appoint boards which shall have an exercise in relation to that district, right? And then there's a long list of functions that the district council has, right? Like in some capacity, they can grant licensees or do things that the road traffic authority does, right? They can do things that the hotel tourism authority does. And from what I read in that, so that's Local Government Act, Part 4 on District Councils, 14.1, suggests that the district council has more authority on an island than the MP does. So I'm trying to figure out what is it that would lead him to believe he has that authority. And then we go on to your question, which is, what would evoke the acknowledgement or the statement of said presumed authority?
Mm-hmm.
What situation? Like, was he talking to Pinder? I don't think he was talking from Pinder's response. I don't think he's talking to Pinder.
Can't be talking to Pinder. Pinder say he's shocked with a word he used. What word Pinder use? Shocking, what else?
I pull it up right now. Pardon me.
The headline.
Well, this one says he hopes he spoke in error.
Yeah, hopes he spoke in error. So he can't
disappointed.
He can't be talking sense. It had to be an erroneous conversation.
Disappointed is the word that he used, yes. Right? So I think he's talking to himself. He couldn't have been talking to the voters. Mm. I don't think that really make any sense.
I think he's talking to voters. But I want to pivot again, right? Two conversations. First is CARICOM 50th anniversary. I don't think we did anything special
for CARICOM Day.
Mm-hmm. I think that was yesterday, CARICOM Day,
mm-hmm.
right? I also want to talk about Buhari in terms of the Minister of National Security publicly addressing them. A little uneasy with it, even though I understand it's the Minister of National Security's job, right, to address such.
Mm-hmm.
But Buhari. Same difference. they produce outfits, national outfits, basically in quotes, right? Every Independence Day. Apparently, they forgot to register or pay their permit to use national
symbols, yeah.
Right? I think it threw a wrench in the wheel of the celebration of the 50th anniversary. Especially how all this pomp and pageantry is happening. I heard that in an article, it says the minister reached out or sent a letter, or the ministry reached out and sent a letter and said, hey, you won't pay your license fee. And that they weren't acknowledged. And instead of driving by, sending a representative, sending a mediator, and say, hey, you got to pay your $20, there was a national embarrassment. And I feel uneasy for that. I think that was heavy-handed in general, and which I'm sure they can pay the $20 now, right? But it's just heavy-handed.
See, because I can't afford Buhari, I almost ignored what our obvious.
Did you say your free shirt? Let's petition now. That what size shirt do you wear, Aaron?
Size Andrus.
What size Andrus is? Large or extra large?
Well, you ain't gonna be able to see because it's dark.
Yeah, but the Doc and Andres, we got to do something. I want to get you a free shirt from Buhari.
No, that good. I don't want to get locked up. And then the police can ask me where I get the shirt from and if I have a license.
You
ain't
got
to
get the one with the national symbol on. It can be free. You don't like free things.
Everything have a cost.
Then I want a free shirt then from Buhari.
Everything have
large,
a cost.
Large. I want a large shirt. Free. So if they're hearing this, I already mentioned it. Free. And get one for Dwight too.
Aaron is wear clothes. That's all I can say.
Yeah. What size Dwight is? Dwight, you need to deserve no shirt? I didn't talk.
Well, now you got to get one for the whole station.
That's a lot of shirts.
That's what I said.
It's just for our team.
I just wear clothes. You can figure it out.
Okay, then it's just me and Dwight. You don't got to worry. Dwight's get 2X.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just get large.
You want me to get locked up with them?
Yeah,
no, I good.
But my point is, I just think it's heavy-handedness regarding it. I think the approach was different. Should have been different.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. There are some questions to be asked, but I think that those questions they are not relevant to the main point, right? Which is it's heavy-handed. Even if multiple infractions had occurred prior to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if they were repeat offenders, it is prejudiced, right? To only mention one company,
mm-hmm.
right? If you're going to mention names, then wait till you have a list of all of the offenders that you have caught breaking the law, and list all of them one time, right? I think it shouldn't have been done. Simple.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
But the next thing I want to talk about is the Director of Communication. That's his title?
Mr. Remy?
Mr. Remy, yeah, announced that the government was considering having a holiday, a day off, for the...
Independence?
No, CARICOM Day.
CARICOM Day, yeah.
Right? And of course, he posted, he tweeted it, and said the consideration and whatever it is. But the day came and gone, and there has not been any conversation or update on it. So I was excited about the day. You know, I could do with the next Lou Day, right? Mm-hmm. And I just said, why put that information out if it hasn't been approved, hashed and approved?
And why put it out if you're not inviting people to a formal public debate on it? If you're not actually inviting our opinions, if you haven't created a mechanism to capture the responses of the public, why throw the question out there? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think they are saving the days. You see, when roads get paved, mm-hmm, I get suspicious. They ask the question whether there are whether there's drainage in sidewalks, right? In the road works. Because if you don't see drainage in sidewalks, it suggests that they pave in the road because somebody come in.
Somebody come. You think the king still come in?
I can watch how they pave these roads.
I see no major thoroughfare being... If I see that West Bay Street being paved towards Bay Street,
yeah,
I'll say, yes, something happening.
They're going to use helicopters to move the king around.
It reminds me of that time when they try to go to the Queen event and they go on by sea and that weather kicking.
Oh, yeah.
They came like 3 hours late.
Yeah.
She was not pleased.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great for her to truly experience what life is like in the Bahamas.
Yeah, that we's late.
Yeah.
We come late.
But I was unaware. I hadn't seen the commentary about CARICOM Day.
You need to have a better inbox.
You get a stellar inbox.
People send me stuff.
I tell Mr. Ramming to inbox me all the time. It's dry.
Yeah?
Very dry. I don't know. I don't know where you be getting all this government information from. I guess you have to be in the click to get government information. You imagine that, eh?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. They could have spent the time doing something different. They should have incorporated it into the 50th Independence celebrations.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's 50th is next week. But let's go on a commercial break because we're going to talk about the 50th and celebration and what all is happening. But we have a break right now. This is Guardian Radio AM. This is Mashup Wednesday, Man Down. I am with Aaron Green. We'll be right back. We're supposed to be doing our commercial today, right? Some on air promoting independence.
Mm-hmm.
That's today?
Yeah.
Yeah? You wrote yours out?
I mean, I got to the best part. Gnaps. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Today's Uniform Center. We've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, The Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Janae's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this independence at Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only, 817-3295. Email sales at janaes.com.
Everywhere. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
As the Bahamas observes 50 years of independence, the Nassau Guardian is doing something special for our readers. During the week of July 3rd, as we count down to Independence Day, we will roll out a series of publications to mark this momentous occasion. We will remember the events that led us to becoming a nation state, we will trace our development over the last 5 decades, and we will consider where we want to be in the next 50. You don't want to miss our exciting lineup of independent supplements, as each is guaranteed to be a keepsake. Happy Independence, Bahamas, from the Nassau Guardian, your trusted source for news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And of course, I have Aaron Green with me. And we're having a mashup Man Down Wednesday where we analyze the news. In the news, we have the Minister of National Security is in the news again. And he's given input on how to curb violent crime against women. And he actually recommended something, right? And it made me smile. It made me smile. And I was saying to Aaron earlier, but that ain't your job. But if Aaron said, man, let's hash it out. So I let Aaron read what exactly it is. And then I'll explain why I think it's not his job to be saying that. And that he needs to do his section. And then we have the other ministers do their section. And we all be better for it. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right. So in today's Tribune article entitled Monroe, Government to Use Education Policy to Deter Rise in Sexual Crimes. Reading from the article, National Security Minister Wayne Monroe said the government will try to deter the rise in sexual crimes through an education policy. He did not elaborate, but his comment came after police in Grand Bahama said they are investigating the circumstances surrounding an alleged sexual assault of a 19-year-old female. Mr. Monroe said rape is a crime, quote, carried out by people who clearly aren't properly socialized, close quotes. Quote, one of the main ways of preventing it is education, he said. We are looking now at a policy to address the education, particularly of young men. He also said the sexual offenses unit of the Royal Bahamas Police Force is engaging young women to educate them.
Say that part again.
He also said the sexual offenses unit of the Royal Bahamas Police Force is engaging young women to educate them.
You all have
a course on how not to get raped?
I think that's a course by not wearing dresses. Then wear pants that is hard to open.
I already gave that course. Remember when I was the president of the Tight Pants Union?
Yeah, I remember.
That's what the tight pants was for. But it's not an actual policy that should be implemented by the government.
But see, my concern is this educational policy, right? If it's going to be education, should be pushed forward by the Minister of Education. Minister of National Security should do Minister of National Security
things. Like ensure that streetlights are properly functioning.
Ensure that there's enough police officer patrolling the streets.
Absolutely. Ensure that they engage in investigative work so they could determine whether there are hot spots where women and people generally are most at risk and then develop policies using that information.
Ensuring that the CCTV actually works.
That somebody's actually monitoring it real time.
Ensure that the ankle bracelets for persons who have committed past infractions or similar past infractions is actually working and people are being monitored.
Real time. Right. Not just for post-crime investigative purposes, but that people who are on the sexual offenses registry or people who are on bail for sex-related offenses are being monitored real time.
It just seems as if the minister, again, is blaming women.
Yeah.
Blaming women for being victims. And in order to not to be a victim, we're going to curb you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I see the point where you're saying that clearly the person who committing these rapes are not socialized.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm not sure what that means.
I can tell you exactly what it means.
What does it mean, sir?
It means that they were not brought up in a way to understand what the word stop means or what the word consent means. You know, some other people who have that same problem are people who don't stop at stop signs. They don't acknowledge or respect the right of way, right? Those are the same people who don't respect when women say stop or they've given no indicator that they want a sexually intimate relationship. Same people.
Interesting. And now we have a course that could teach people how to do that.
We expect to have a substantial gathering of people to align efforts to address educating and mentoring young men. I don't know what it means, but it's poetry. But it makes say something with sense. We have to educate policemen to deal with them in an appropriate way. People who are reporting sexual offenses, as opposed to making them sit across the room from the accused.
We got to go, Aaron.
In an interview.
I remember we were supposed to have a rape unit. But anyway, Guardian Radio AM in the morning with C.A. Nuri. Tomorrow we'll continue our march towards 50 independence.
Bahamiana Independence Papers. We're doing it big for independence.
Yes. Have a wonderful day.